Well, good morning, Sower Nation, and welcome to this new week on the Wake Up Call. As I mentioned Saturday, we've got a wonderful Wake Up Call mini-series coming your way, beginning today, going for the next couple of weeks, about 10 days. It's by Bonnie McClure, and it's going to be a deep dive into a single psalm, Psalm 103, one that is profound. It's going to be written by our friend Bonnie McClure. Bonnie lives in Bremen, Georgia, married to Matthew. They both grew up there. She's from a neighboring town, Cedartown, Georgia. They got two sons, Micah and Harlan, 10 and 8. Now get this, a dog named Kudzu and a cat named Rose. You already love her, don't you? She's a high school bookkeeper. She says her real job, though, is what she has, quote, sunshine, which is part of my job, involves planning fun, engaging things for the teachers and staff that she works with. She loves to take care of her people and remind them how much they're loved. She's been a writer her whole life, but I love what she says, how writing has risen into her calling. She says, God has continued to refine my writing. He has continued to work my own ego out of my writing. He's continued to remind me that the whole point of my writing was to point to him. And that's why she calls her writing ministry, her site on Substack, The Pointed Arrow. And we're going to put a link in the email today that you can access what she's doing over there. Anyway, just without anything else, I want to welcome Bonnie to the Wake Up Call. And we're praying for this 2 weeks to be a blessing for all of us together as we delve into Psalm 103. And some of you will undoubtedly find a new word for this new year in Psalm 103. It's not too late to send those in. We'll put that link down in the email as well. All right, here we go.
Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. He revealed his character to Moses and his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us, nor remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. For he knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust. Our days on earth are like grass. Like wildflowers, we bloom and die. The wind blows and we are gone, as though we had never been here. But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him. His salvation extends to the children's children, of those who are faithful to his covenant, of those who obey his commandments. The Lord has made the heavens his throne. From there he rules over everything. Praise the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who carry out his plans, listening for each of his commands. Yes. Praise the Lord. you armies of angels who serve him and do his will. Praise the Lord, everything he has created, everything in all his kingdom. Let all that I am praise the Lord. Consider this. It may seem misplaced to open a series on Psalm 103 with a title straight from Exodus, but the choice is deliberate. Psalm 103 is a bit of a biography of God, divinely inspired scripture that distills down his qualities and teaches these truths to our hearts. More than just a list of fancy compliments, this psalm creates for us a tangible anatomy of an intangible God through declaration of his most accessible attributes. It is the I Am of the I Am. Consider that a God grand and powerful enough to create and sustain the entire universe, all manner of species, intelligence, and influence throughout the world, as well as divinely provide for specific seasons generation after generation, who works outside of time, outside of space, outside of any constraint we could imagine, could have, for all intents and purposes, left creation to its own devices, if he wanted. After hovering over the darkness and chaos and setting into motion the life breath that would sustain all things, God could have easily sat back and remained uninvolved for the rest of all time, watching from afar his perfect plans unfold. But instead, we see throughout Scripture the inbreaking of a God who desires to be known. We see him walking in the garden, burning in a bush, instructing armies, appointing kings, speaking through dreams and visions. We see him in a whisper, in a word, in a wonder, all the way to the actual incarnation, the birth of Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. 1 Peter 1:2 reads, God the Father knew you and chose you long ago, and his Spirit has made you holy. As a result, you have obeyed him and have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. God with us also knew us. And from the sound of this scripture, that knowing did not just begin upon each of our individual birthdays. It began long ago, before we were yet even a twinkle in our parents' eyes. God with us, knew us, and wants to be known by us. As Christians, a large part of our faith life is filled with coming to know about God. But as humans, we must remain careful about what it is we think we know. To quote Aristotle, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know. We like to know things. We like to put things in nice little well-defined boxes. We like to summarize and prioritize and categorize almost everything in our lives, down to manageable digestion and conclusion. But for the infinite, eternal, omniscient Creator, most of our usual approaches to knowing are simply insufficient. And so it becomes necessary for us to keep surrendering what we think we know in order to pursue what we are meant to know. Remember when Jesus returned to his hometown and the people stumbled in their understanding? Isn't this the carpenter's son? They said in Matthew 13:55. Indeed, it was. But in this case, one truth was threatening to obscure another very important one. Sometimes even our most well-intentioned knowledge of God can inhibit us from experiencing what he really wants to show us, simply because we are human. This series is an invitation to learn anew God's nature. For the next 2 weeks, let us read Psalm 103 together each day, as if for the first time, every time, wiping clear what we think we already know and opening our hearts to make more space for the God who knows us and wants to be known. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let this desire to know him and be known by him become, like the psalmist declares in verse 1, an offering of total praise and total worship. The prayer. Lord, we thank you that you are not a far off God that we could give, we could praise and glorify, but never really know. We thank you that you have given us this desire to know you, and in that we celebrate that you also want to be known by us. For it is in the knowing you that we become truly whole, truly loved, truly free. Help us look into our hearts and find what notions we already believe about you. Help us clear out ideas we may need to reform or let go. Help us hold fast to the tenets of who you truly are. We know you are infinitely faceted, Lord. Help us make space for the pieces of you that you desire to show us right now through this series. Amen. The questions. What understanding of God's nature do you already have? Who is he to you? Do you find it difficult or easy to make more space in your heart for learning more about God's nature? For the Awakening, I'm Bonnie McClure.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.